Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Happy New Year, everybody. We made it.
Merry New Year.
2025. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to all the first responders, teachers, and everybody that's working today out there in Johns Creek.
Okay. There's
probably not a whole lot of them folks, but we still tip our cap to
who's working?
Well, I said not a lot. You know, it's not a very big community out there, and you know, they... Not much noise coming from Johns Creek.
Sometimes,
but
like, and on, I said, on a night like last night, you know, you want your folk out there. You want your people to.
Absolutely working. But I'm just saying, they've got a lot of noise.
Yeah,
somebody call up here. Hey, man, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We made it.
You know what I mean?
We made it another year. Noel's. This is like the Sunday show. For those of you who don't normally hear us on the weekends, today's going to resemble a whole lot of that.
It will,
like it or not.
It will. So, but here till 10 o'clock. To bring in your new year.
So we're glad
you with us, you know. Hope everybody made it okay through the night. We know we had the peach drop, the return of the Atlanta peach drop last night. I think people went out there and had a nice time. It wasn't too cold. You know, some New Year's Eve has been freezing, but it wasn't too bad. So hopefully everybody had a good time, got there safely, took MARTA, whichever way you chose to go out there and have a good time. There were fireworks in some locations around the area. Mm-hmm. If you like me, you know what? I'm in bed and I'm sleeping, and something woke me up at 5 minutes to midnight. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a firecracker going off or something. But anyway,
some noise woke you up.
I don't know if it was noise, whatever. But whatever, I woke up 5 minutes till midnight.
You know what that was?
Just in time to look and see, you know, all the craziness up in New York and see the peach drop here. And then I rolled over, went back to sleep.
Okay,
but you know, really, 11:55, I looked over and said, man, it's 5 minutes till. I might as well check this out. I'm 5 minutes out. Might as well watch it, you know.
All right.
Because
Two things from that story just ran into my head. One is, first of all, you go to sleep with the TV on.
Yep.
And two, I actually believe that was, you know, a relative. Like, I would say, if it happened to me, I'd say that's one of our relatives.
Okay.
You know, touching you on the shoulder lightly, going... Yeah. Yeah. Hey, don't miss. I can't be there with you, but
don't miss this.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't miss this.
That's my assumption.
Okay. Well, then I appreciate it, whichever relative it may have been.
Whoever it was. I ain't going to say who.
I can't say who, but.
Think of that relative who always got you back and kind of help you out, mm-hmm, you know, and mm-hmm, you'll know who it is. I don't know who that person is, but.
Okay.
No, absolutely. I didn't have that, but let me just, for all of you that are listening that are dog owners, I'm with you. On these days, like July 5th, New Year's Day,
mm-hmm,
that day after, you know there's going to be a lot of fireworks.
Yeah.
And the dogs do not enjoy that.
They have a difficult time.
It's not all dogs, but, you know, because when we first got Jessie, she wasn't like that. But the last, say, 5-6 years, she has any kind of firework, pop, 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 pop. She's crawling right, trying to get in your shoe. Not next to it or under. She's trying to crawl up in there. And so it wasn't as bad as some years, but listen, man, we're here. And it's been, well, I think you and I and Noel have our own perspectives on 2024. And by the way, throughout the show, they'll be, you know, we'll be laced with stories and things that we remember, things we like to see happening. We have stories from past New Year's Eve, but 2024 specifically, things that stayed with you sports-wise and otherwise that we're going to talk about throughout throughout the show this morning. Anyway, thank you again for letting Sam and I be a part of your, let me say this right, this is Wednesday, right?
It is.
Here's Rand.
You remember, because you know, with the holiday being the middle of the week, man, you pick, get what day it is. Today is Wednesday, and this holiday is right in the middle of the week.
This is garbage pickup day in my neighborhood.
You know what I mean? We'll see if it gets picked up or not.
No, it ain't getting picked up. I didn't even put the thing up. Not at all. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So we're going to have some fun, for the whole 4 hours. And by the way, there's the story there. We got 4 hours today.
Yeah, we do.
We had 3 hours the last few days. You know, some of the nice part about these last few days, I know we don't normally do this, but I get to see some folks I don't normally see. I mentioned this the other day. I ain't seen Tiffany Blackman in forever.
Yeah.
You haven't seen her.
You hear her, or on weekends you see her.
I see her, right. Running into her. I mean, Mr. Drive Safely, Garrett Chapman.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Garrett. He'll dip
Buckle
in once
up.
In a while.
Buckle up.
Exactly. If you don't know that, Garrett does those commercials for the state police. And it's just, hey, listen, just drive safely. Who else haven't seen? Day-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these folks, we didn't get a chance to see them. So, again, happy New Year. Do you remember, if you were to go back?
This is something I'm looking up here on the monitor.
I saw that earlier.
In New Orleans on Bourbon Street. Yeah, this is something that's happened there. A driver plows into a crowd. Let's see if we can get some more fact pattern on this. A lot of our people are in New Orleans.
Real time.
And this is happening real time, folks. Someone in New Orleans on Bourbon Street plowed into a crowd down there last night, and there are some people who are deceased. We're going to keep an eye on this story and let you know, because our folks are there to celebrate the new year and celebrate with the dogs tonight. And my goodness, that's you know, you go out in crowds with New Year's Eve, and you hope and you pray that everything goes okay. And security has been heightened, you know, in light of the last few years and things that may go on. And you talk about the security, and, you know, we had the assurances from Mayor Dickens that everything would go well here in Atlanta and up in New York City. Boy, you talked about the security that was in place for what they do up there. But all around where people go out and just wanting to get out, you know, we think about where we were several years ago and we couldn't. You know,
exactly.
Several years ago, we couldn't go out and just be around each other and just enjoy it, the company of each other, and celebrate the coming and going of the year. So we'll keep an eye.
It is unfortunate because what do we finish a lot of shows with before a holiday and talk about during that show? Amateur nights.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously things like this happen. So, again, we'll try and keep you up on it because I had looked up earlier. I hadn't seen that story. So, again, during our break. Now, here's something. You know what's on the front page of the AJC?
What is that?
You got a picture of a kid. It looks like over 21. Let's put it that way. Got the Santa hat on. Got his head down on a desk, head in his hands. And the story is... this scientifically proven best foods and drinks for a hangover.
Uh-huh.
So these are remedies. Do you have a hangover headache remedy?
Not really, because I try to avoid those.
You get not the Bloody Marys or nothing like that?
No.
All right. Unless you got some codeine in your pocket. Other than that, you can't help nobody, right?
Yeah.
They got those aspirins that by the way, I brought those up here. But, you know, they got certain... aspirins you can get over the counter if you take trips to other countries and get that back here. But I don't have one. And again, like you, I wasn't a big crazy drinker. And I might have had, I can count probably on one hand how many hangovers I had. Because I just don't do it like that. I know when to stop. I know it doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but still, got to know. Especially working on a cruise ship, every night was Friday night. So you got to, you know, if you don't learn, hey, you don't stay in that existence. So again, let me just tell you what we got coming up on this show as we are just getting started. Terrell Thomas is going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock hour. Terrell always talks NBA with us and talks Hawks. These guys are getting ready to take on Denver tonight. And by the way, we have that game for you if you can't get in front of a TV. Pre-tip at 8:30, tip at 9. So we're going to talk about the Hawks, the NBA, talk about where these guys were in 2024, and the ascent that they have had, and the way they're playing right now, this Hawks team is giving people visions of a deep run into the playoffs.
Yep.
Long as they stay healthy, and given the nature of the Eastern Conference right now, I would not be surprised if they are on their way upwards and do something.
Well, so tell you what, this West Coast road trip is about to get real today.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, playing Toronto was one thing, and they got them off to a good start and a positive start. Toronto ain't one of them teams right now. They're getting ready to play one of them teams today, you know, with one of those players. And so the West Coast road trip really steps up a notch today. They're going to play the Denver Nuggets, and it's going to be a test to bring in this new year. And, man.
And then Friday night is Lakers.
Yep.
And LeBron played last night, first game after turning 40. First time a guy 40 years old had that first game against his former team, because they played Cleveland.
Ah.
And it didn't go well for him. Lakers lost that.
Well, Cleveland's doing that for everybody.
That's right.
Except us.
Yeah, you got to like that. We got two of them.
How about that, sports fans?
You guys can sit up there at the top of the East, but we got you twice.
We got you. You know, we ain't scared of you.
So we got that game for you. And between Hawks at Denver tonight and Hawks at Lakers on Friday, tomorrow we're going to have the Gator Bowl.
Yeah.
You can't get in front of a TV. We have that for you here, Kick, at 7:30. So, again, getting started on this New Year's Day. Later on in the show, we're going to get you set for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Texas, Arizona State, and our own Gary Stokin will be joining us. Gary's going to join us coming up late in the 8 o'clock hour. Then Jeff Sintel will be joining us from Dog Nation. And Joe Patrick will be joining us. So we got a whole mix of college and pro coming up on this show, getting started. Noelle, I'm sure, has got some thoughts. We're going to hear from her. This is the first time we've been together in a minute, because she was enjoying her holidays. You know, she didn't work with us during those other Christmas games. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. And we might actually exchange some stuff between the three of us. We might.
We might.
Well, it depends on how nice you are. So anything else you want to get out before we go to break
here? No, I'm trying to find out more about this thing that's happening down in New Orleans, man.
Okay.
With our people. And as we find out more, we'll pass along to you.
Like I said, we are just getting started, having some moving parts going on around here. So we're going to come back. We're going to start talking about these bowl games up next. And just kind of like set the tone. Get you started for a full day of football action. Because I'm looking for I've been here 20 minutes while on the air, but I can hear my couch already. We're watching and the remote control. I'm gonna put a new battery in it, and I will be set for these games later on. So we are just getting started. Thank you again for letting us be a part of your New Year's Day. Sam and Greg, along with Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and Sam and Greg on this New Year's Day. Happy 2025. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Wednesday morning, when you say it like that. But first day of the year, and it's unfortunate that we have to start this show and not just kind of go around and tell stories about, which we will eventually, but the news has come down about a tragic night in the French Quarter in New Orleans, of course. We got folks, as Sam said, folks there for the Sugar Bowl, and there was an incident that took place, and let me get this right, at 3:15 in the morning. 3:15, if you've not heard this story, and it is fluid right now, we're continuing to get information on it, but an SUV plowed into the crowd of folks right there in the French Quarter. Multiple fatalities, don't have the exact number as of right now, and the French Quarter is, as of right now, closed. It is closed. So, again, we are trying to find as much out about what's going on there as we possibly can. Again, the Georgia Notre Dame fan bases are there. We don't have any information about, you know, our folks. And that's what we're trying to do.
We're trying to find out how, you know, our Georgia people, how our folks are down there, out there in the middle of this. So it's very unfortunate. And, Greg, I was just talking to you about being in New Orleans and how when you go there, it's always usually you're there and there's a big event.
It's
a jazz festival, it's a bowl game, or Falcons Saints. And there's this wall of people going out. You know, the people are having a good time, and your fans may be chanting back and forth at each other. I remember asking a police officer down there, says, man, how much do you have to pay y'all to come down here and be around? He says, oh, this is, you know, not much happens in this area. This area is an area that's almost, you know, we like to pay them to come out here and work this shift. He says, you get off the grid and get out in the community, you might have some things to go on. But here, nothing more than somebody may be intoxicated. You might get a pickpocket or something. But nothing that's to the magnitude of what we're hearing about tonight.
And, yeah, you know? As you said, it's fluid. But you know what the funny thing is? That's the case in most big cities or a lot of big cities. I used to say that about Chicago all the time. You go to Chicago, you get in some trouble, you know, you don't know your way around, you get lost, go downtown. Because there's usually about 100,000 folks just walking around down there. Plus, there's lights everywhere. Now there's cameras every place. And as you said, you know, people go down there and they're walking. This was a concentrated effort, it sounds like. Somebody just decided to come down. Because you can't just, like, with people walking in the streets in the French Quarter, that's the other thing, too. I've been down there just one time, but as you said, you hear about how life is when these big events happen.
And it's a city that is used to it. You know, that this is part of the DNA of New Orleans, that people will come. The streets are new. You're going to go through the French Quarter. You're going to go through Bourbon Street. And people are going to have a good time. It's kind of like you said, you compared it to Nassau.
When that's, oh, the Bahamas, when
that,
yeah.
But that's part of the income stream. So mm-hmm. you're going to protect that, right? Because people spend their money to come there and enjoy the city and enjoy the music, the food, the culture, and have a good time. And on top of this and all these, you got a big football game coming up tonight.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to go to New Orleans for and to celebrate and be around. There are a lot of people who are down there who probably don't have tickets. They just
exactly.
You just want to be around the scene and around people, and you know people are there, and you have it a good time. And so you have a lot of people there who are there going to the game. You have a lot of people who just want to be there because, hey, you got a couple of days off. You know, you're going to hang out in New Orleans to bring in the new year. That's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal at all.
But then
casinos
you have,
and all that stuff.
Right.
On.
You know,
yeah.
So it's not a bad deal. It's not a bad trip at all. But now you have this happening. I'm looking online.
Well, I was going to say.
I'm looking at it, BBC is reporting this. Sky News is reporting this.
I got Newsweek, and they published this just about half hour ago.
This is
updated.
This is internationally now. People are talking about this story. And so we're going to do what we can.
Well, let's give an overview and a quick report here of what we know, what we've gotten, what's been reported, and let's get to these games from yesterday. But again, mine's from Newsweek. I don't know if it's different than what you got, but this was published, like I said, 5:52 this morning. New Orleans New Year's incident, multiple fear. How they put this here? This is that. Anyway, many feared dead. Bourbon Street crash. Now here's exactly what it says: multiple people have been killed after a car drove into a group of people in Louisiana in the early hours of New Year's Day, according to local news. At 3:15 in New Orleans, vehicle described as an SUV drove into pedestrians at the intersection between Bourbon Street and Iberville, I believe they say that, WGNO reported. Emergency services have been called to the scene, and as of right now, that is all we've got. Police have closed down Bourbon Street as of right now. So, again, we'll continue to monitor the situation and get specific numbers there as soon as they're published.
Yeah. So we're keeping an eye on it, and we'll let you know as we get ready for, you know, get ready for the game tonight and for the playoff series, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Okay, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this first day, obviously we start off talking about bowl games, and the the thing that ran through my mind yesterday, I don't know if you thought about this, but obviously the first game was Alabama-Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The continuing thought I had was, I wonder what this would look like if Nick Saban was on the sidelines. Because nothing what I saw yesterday would have happened. Not much. I'm not talking about the end, the final score, because I was reminded repeatedly throughout my day yesterday that Michigan started the year, like the first day of the year, beating Alabama.
Yeah.
And on the last day of the year, they beat Alabama. Big smile from Noel. That's how 2024 went for this matchup. But I mean, it was like the JV Alabama team showed up yesterday. Whit Milroe playing quarterback.
Yeah.
It was
but that, you
turnover
know, you know,
after turnover.
The whole thing makes you wonder about the bowl games and what it means to some teams. Is it the culmination of the season, or is it a look behind the curtain as to what's coming the next year? Because these are not the same teams that
Understood.
Played the season.
Well, both of them, not just Alabama.
Right,
Michigan
right,
didn't have all them dudes either.
Right. So, I mean, that's the other part about it. But, you know, you still play in the game. You earn the right to play the game, and you go there and you play the game. So, you know, I was thinking about that, and I was in touch with Chris Parker, Loyal Alabama alum, who said, I'm licking my wounds. I said, yeah, man, I know it's tough for you. But because we were watching the South Carolina-Illinois game, which was a great game, and
I
thought it would be, with a whole lot of back
Love
drama.
Love that coach.
A whole lot of drama in that game.
Yeah.
You know, you know, what are you looking at in these bowl games that are not part of the playoff? And you got all kind of things that are happening. You know, the backstory at the South Carolina game, we had an occurrence of something that happened in the Miami game. You had a player who played only half the game. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that happened with Cam Ward, the Miami quarterback, and people asking the coach, did you know he was only going to play half the game? Did you know, you know, why did you take him out of the game? It's almost like a Pete Rose type thing when you think about the coach, you know, because there is a lot of wagering that goes on in these games.
So oh, if people, you brought in that component. I thought you were going to go somewhere else.
No,
okay.
that's very much an issue. If you got one of your top players that you know is going to play some, and you would say before the game, this guy's only going to play the first half. Or this guy's only going to play the first quarter. He's not going to play the second half of the game. You had a player yesterday, a Nick Amamori of South Carolina, who checked out the second half after the game. Frank Beamer didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. You got business decisions being made like pro players.
Right, right.
On the college level, yeah.
A whole other thing that we're not seeing. You have the guys who mail it in and say, we're not going to play at all. Mm-hmm. But here's a guy that plays. Well, how much is he going
to
play?
Just enough, to produce some more tape. That's what it is. Here's my last chance for those folks at the next level to see me play. I showed up. We're out of the 12-team playoff.
Well, it could be he wants to play with his boys one more time. So I'm going to go out here and play with my guys. We come all this way. I'm going to go out and play, be a part of the bowl game, go down and take part of the festivities, whatever it is. You know, the media day, the outings up. They want to be a part of that.
They want to be a part of that. But, you again, know, the business decision happens between the lines. And that's what makes you scratch your head.
But do you let somebody know ahead of time you're going to do that?
We don't know. Listen, this is a moving target, 2024-25 in sports, and especially on the college level. This first 12-team playoff, the collateral damage is still being assessed. It really is.
So this is the star safety for South Carolina. The difference this guy makes in the ball game, and Illinois wins. Big win for Illinois. 10 wins for Illinois.
Yeah,
That is big for their program, you know, so to do that. But then again, you got the coach making the gesture on the
field.
That
was beautiful.
And Frank Beamer was.
He wasn't having it.
Man, talk about what these ball games mean. And if these coaches mean something, these players, it does mean something. You know, although the lineups and the rosters are slightly altered from what they were during the season.
He had been bubbling over throughout the game because he had problems, a lot of problems with the refs and how they were calling things and missing movement by Illinois and how come you can do this and not having enough time to rotate players in and out. He had steam coming out of his ear throughout that game. So when the Illinois coach did what he did, and made that gesture, that was enough right there. He went apoplectic. And it was fun watching him, because I never seen him act like that. You ever seen him get that animated?
No, but he was lit.
Hold me back. Somebody hold me back. Had three guys grabbing him.
Yeah, it was cool seeing Sean Elliott over there having a good time with him, too. The former Georgia State head coach is now an assistant with South Carolina. And he was having a good time over there coaching in that game yesterday. But Illinois comes away with the win. So
now, what did you think about, by the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app, about Penn State, Boise State. Between SMU, between Boise State, did they show you enough to continue the way they pick these teams for the 12-team playoff, or should there be some tweaks so teams like this don't get in? Because what I thought about during this, if you're going to say something about SMU and you're going to talk about Boise State, you better throw in Alabama too, because of the way they showed and the way they played yesterday. Because you're talking about putting them in. That team was talked about and mentioned regularly about being inserted into that 12-team playoff because they have played tougher competition and Alabama and so on and so forth. And that Alabama team that showed up yesterday did not look like a team that deserved to be a part of that. Now, mind you, I understand there's players that were not there.
There's players that were not there.
But still.
So they didn't show themselves well.
In
that regard. But you also have a thing, a mentality shift also when you go into those games.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, mentality shift.
You really do.
Yeah.
You say, we're going to go play this game, but we know it's not leading to what it would be if we were in that playoff. So to say that they would play the same way if they were in the playoff, I don't know if that's fair. But Boise State showed themselves well through the first three quarters of the game. Then Penn State pulled
they
away.
They certainly did.
At the end. So, I mean, they played their way in. They earned the right to be there. Should that team get a seed, that's a different matter. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, should a team from that conference or group of five get a shot at this? Absolutely. I mean, so that I wouldn't change. But whether or not they get a seat, that would be a whole different matter.
So there was a lot of back and forth in this game. Watch this one. And it almost was like nobody really wanted to take control of it, as you said, till later on in the game. But listen, Penn State only got 7 points in that fourth quarter. But there was a lot of back and forth in a way that I didn't expect from Boise State. You got the guy who's going for Jante. Is that how you say his last name? The running back. You wanted him to remind you why he was mentioned the way he was throughout this season as far as Heisman Trophy candidate. Didn't see a lot of that. Just didn't. I want to see, make sure I get his total for this game because Penn State did shut him down. Yeah. He got 100 yards. Longest run was 26.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like he was contained most of this game for me. Had a big run, like I said, had a big run late, but I don't know. But anyway, Penn State is going to get the winner of Alabama. Excuse me, the winner of Georgia Notre Dame. And we will see, right?
We will.
We're doing this kind of, again, forgive us, there is one eye on what's going on with New Orleans. So as we sit here and talk sports this morning, we're trying to contact some folks of ours and see if we can reach anybody and get updates on the tragedy that took place in the French Quarter that has now got it closed. Multiple fatalities. A person drove into a crowd in the French Quarter, which is now closed. And again, this is a fluid situation, trying to get as much information as we can. But again, not the way we wanted to start at the first day of 2025. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your Wednesday morning. Again, I got to think about this. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. But also want to apologize. And listen, we're just going to be completely transparent with this. We are working on trying to get as much news as we possibly can about the news that came out of New Orleans this morning. And this is a fluid situation. And Sam and I, you know, we aren't, we're trying to do our best, whoever your favorite newscaster is. But this is something from your world. Doing TV, we do it here, but it wasn't as often. But you plan to do a show. You get everything lined up here. You got the fun stuff. You got the specific stuff. You get with the scores. You give your opinions about this and that. And then this kind of news breaks.
Yeah.
You have to pivot. And as we have attempted to bring you the news that we can get at this point, because it is not just fluid for us, it's fluid for these news outlets.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with people down at Fox 8. New Orleans, and they're just, you know, like anyone else, they're working to get their people in-house to get out to Bourbon Street, to get out to the French Quarter to do the stories for their morning newscast. It's New Year's Eve for them, too, and if they don't have to work, you know, they've been out partying, probably sleeping in a little bit, and now their phone's ringing.
They
have to go to work because of this tragedy that has happened in New Orleans. For people who do not know, there's a mass casualty incident on Bourbon Street in New Orleans in the French Quarter, where a vehicle plowed into a crowd of people who were just, you know, out there in the street mingling around, bringing in the new year. Obviously, we're concerned because, a number of people from Georgia are there for the game tonight.
Right.
And when you're in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, you do want to get out and have a good time and enjoy that. That's part of what you do when you go there. But we do know that it is a mass casualty. The person I talked with at the assignment desk says he feels like, you know, the casualties could be in the double figure, with more being injured because of this vehicle that just plowed into this crowd of unsuspecting people in New Orleans. So it casts a little bit of a cloud, not a cloud, a cloud casts a big cloud.
This is going to be the story today. It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate because people are there to have a good time to celebrate bringing the new year and enjoy great sporting competition tonight and now this.
It's a weird feeling, though, too, and it's a feeling that I can only connect with family members who have, like, a child at college, and they hear something going on at that college.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get information, and your kid is not picking up the phone, you know, and you don't know where they are. Now, they could be maybe on the other side of the campus, or they could be in class and whatever, and they don't know about it yet, but the fact that you ain't heard from them is making you want to walk into traffic. So we're trying to understand what's going on down there in New Orleans. Bad choice of words. I apologize for that. But we know some people that went out there.
Absolutely. We know people who there. Well, here's what now we're seeing something they're saying on the bottom half of the screen. They're saying,
This is Channel 2 we're looking at here and trying to get understanding as to what's going on. We can't tap into this live, but
they're giving a number. They're giving a figure of 10 that are deceased.
10 dead right now?
And 30 injured. That is the number that they are giving. And, you know, we're looking to find out more about this incident that has taken place in New Orleans, where Georgia is there to take on Notre Dame tonight.
So if you need to know more about this story, we understand. If you need to leave us and go to a news outlet and get this ongoing story, news as it comes across here, we're going to continue updating as best we can. But in the meantime, you're here to talk, listen to our opinions and your opinions
right.
about sports.
Absolutely.
And by the way, you think they still want to, you know, have something to say about this Georgia? I mean, excuse me, about this Falcons team?
Maybe so.
You think so?
I think some people are still, days later, I know yesterday. I mean,
worked up into a lather.
Well, after they heard the coach, you know, after Coach Raheem Morris gave his reasoning, you know, why he did what he did, you said he sounded like he's talking real fast.
That's what we had some, and they got problem they have with me because I do that. I'm guilty of that.
You
I got to think about
like he's talking real down. Fast now. Slow down.
Don't trust them folks that talk fast. They're always trying to hide
people
something.
People say that, you know, but and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying, you know what? It's a process. Is it more than just a simple thing? There's a whole lot you have to deal with.
She's ready to come and join us. Are you ready for that? It's been a couple weeks since
for the first time this year. For the first time in 2025, let us hear it.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. All right now.
Y'all don't know how that wakes us up.
That hits us just right.
Happy New Year. Well, hang on a second. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Publicly. Merry Christmas.
We haven't seen you since New Year. Before.
She needed some well-deserved time off.
Yeah.
And Noel, as much as anybody up here has had sparks coming off her heels.
Yep. She's been on the go, man. You've been all over the place.
She's worked pretty much every show here.
But she's with us today.
We got her.
That's cool.
That's all right.
Yeah, finally got the band back together.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right. That's right. Happy New Year to you. Did you have a wonderful evening, first of all?
Well,
Or did you take it easy like us?
I did after the hit and run.
Huh?
Yeah. Got some nice new racing stripes I didn't ask for on the side of my car.
Oh, no.
Time out.
Yeah, really.
Let's This show is spiraling down the drain, one thing after another.
Man.
Are you saying that you got into it? Somebody hit your vehicle?
Bounced off the side of my car like a Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
It was weird.
Now, were you at a location or was this outside your house?
No, I was headed to the location. So I'm driving. I'm in my lane. I changed lanes. Everything's clear. I'm in the lane for a good little moment. And then all of a sudden, it was like, boom, bounce off. And then they were just off
in
the abyss.
And they took off?
Oh, yeah. They was gone into the abyss.
Wow, now.
Can you describe the car? You want to do that?
Or
you want to wait till, you know, I'll let you decide. That's your vehicle. But.
Yeah, really.
I call the people and do it the best I can. But, yeah, they was there. They must not have checked their blind spot or whatever, but they figured it out and got on quick.
Was it a nicer car?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
It was not a nice vehicle at all.
Wow.
Well, I know what my present is for her birthday. We're going to get one of them cameras you can put in your car. And that way you'll know the license plate and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, you're okay.
Oh, yeah, it was good. And, you know, I called it a blessing. I was like, well, I hit the side mirror and hit right and readjusted the side mirror. And I said, well, that still works. And we're still moving. So we're going to. Go ahead and go on to our next destination. So once I got to my destination, I had a good time.
And you could get out of the car?
Yeah, everything was fine.
Okay.
They hit the passenger side, so luckily nobody was in the car with me, and they didn't hit my side, and I was able to get there in good spirits, and I wasn't too jittery on the way. It was fine, but it was weird. It was interesting. So not how I wanted to end the year either, but, you know.
See, now I got my bottom lip poked out for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, really, man.
I mean, we got to have a car dealership connection somehow at this station, man. Y'all need to hook up Noel. Yeah.
But you know what the crazy part is?
What's that?
The worst part of the week was still that last 30 seconds in regulation. See how it brought us back?
See.
Still that last 30 seconds of regulation.
Really,
Coach?
Man.
You haven't had a chance to vent yourself. That's right. You've been doing other shows. You've been off. We got in here on Monday, and Day-Day just said, man, y'all just say hello, and we're going to open the phone lines. And that's pretty much how it went. Then yesterday, a little bit more. And it all got back to, as Sam said, the response from Coach. That made everybody a little bit more mad. But you haven't had a chance.
Like,
go ahead.
Okay, so I'm watching it in real time, right? So they get the big pass down the field, and you're like, yay, and they're heading down. And I'm like, okay, either y'all need to move faster or Raheem needs to call a timeout. But I knew in real time, like, what he was thinking. Like, oh, you put it in the rookie's hands to get down there and you trying to be greedy and keep the time and the timeouts. And the okay, I see where we went wrong. And I feel like even in the presser, he said that in his very Raheem way, but he at least took responsibility for it. Like, yep. It wasn't to me like the old Arthur Smith, y'all can't pick up what I'm putting down. Y'all just don't mm-hmm. understand what my process was when I was thinking, and you know, it wasn't executed correctly, but you know, I still knew exactly what it was I was. Don't nobody want to hear that, dude. Raheem was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, probably should have called the timeout. Yep. In hindsight, yeah, that was probably the best thing to do. Now, here's what kind of threw me for a loop when he went on to say it was a desperation kick, it was out of his range. Well, now I'm like, well, what was the plan for the last 30 seconds then? If you knew what his range was and it was going to be X amount of yards short, you kind of didn't execute any of that well. Mm-hmm. But these are what I call learning blocks. Kind of a stumbling block because you wanted to check that box off and get that, you know, that home playoff win and, you know, keep everything in front of you and your control as much as possible. And now you put it in, you know, the Panthers' hands to lay down and the Saints' hands to lay down and the Bucks' hands to trip over themselves and not really what you wanted. But you know what? One more win than the last three seasons. I still feel like we're heading in the right direction. But that last 30 seconds was very painful.
Whether it ends this upcoming weekend or, as you said, you know, something happens between the Saints and Tampa Bay and they do make their way into the playoffs. This is all a teaching tool. We got
yes.
We have youth on the sidelines and on the field that are going to have to take stock in what happened at the end of the season.
Because I feel like the third quarter is being overshadowed by the last 30 seconds. Because the offense not touching the ball but for 2 minutes in the third quarter is a problem. Like, that's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. You didn't even get to see you didn't make second half adjustments going out there immediately with a run with Bijan. There's eight in the box. And behind the chains, three and out. And it was the most punishing three and out I've seen all season because you never got the ball back. Never. To your point, there's youth, you know, in the booth, on the sidelines, and on the field, whether Raheem has done this before or not, he's brought in some people that haven't. Mm-hmm. And so we're working out those kinks in real time, as well as the new QB, because you saw some of the Q stuff with the high snaps, early snaps,
right.
Some of the timing with the throws or whatever. But these are things that you're looking at and going, or at least I am going, man, next year when all this gets put together, when the timing is right after a full offseason and camp, woo-hoo!
But it also depends on, at least for me, it depends on the taste in their mouth when the season ends.
Yes.
If it ends this weekend, there's going to be a little bit more bitter, no, actually maybe a lot more bitter taste in their mouths going into the offseason than if they were to make the playoffs and, you know, whether they did a deep run or got eliminated in their first game. They made it there to the playoffs.
Right.
And they can look at themselves and some will have the attitude, well, despite these issues, they still made it to the playoffs.
Right.
Well, I want you to have that taste that makes you really come into this. It's sort of like the taste that San Francisco gave the Lions
mm-hmm.
at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And you see with all these injuries, you ain't hearing no excuses coming out of Dan Campbell's mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just saw what they did on national TV, having to get into the biggest game of their season next week
mm-hmm.
on the brightest stage.
Yeah.
So that taste is what's propelled them into this season and what we see this year.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of take, you know,
And I'm thinking that too, that. Greg. Like, this might actually be more beneficial in the long
exactly.
run.
Exactly.
Than making a playoff run. But I want to say this, too, before we get out the subject of the Falcons. Shout out to them in their primetime performance this season. They finally got mm-hmm. some primetime games. And even though they went three out of five, they showed up in every single one of them.
Yeah,
even
did.
Though the Raiders game left us with, again, like a bad taste in your mouth after a win, you went out there and you performed in every single one of those primetime games. In a year where there were some duds, where there were some primetime duds, you were not one. So that's definitely a sign that we're moving in the right direction. You can compete with anybody.
That is Noelle, our producer. She's going to be joining us throughout the show. Also, again, apologies. We got in here with the intent of doing a great first of the year show, and we've had to pivot because of the news that has come out of New Orleans, the tragedy that took place last night in the French Quarter at a location where A lot of Georgia Bulldog fans, along with Notre Dame fans, are there having a great time and getting ready for tonight's matchup. But this tragedy's happened, and we have got fatalities. This is a fluid story. But again, just to let you know, and if you have to go to a news outlet, we ain't going to be mad at you. But at 3:15, it is reported an SUV plowed into the crowd in the French Quarter right there on Bourbon Street. Multiple fatalities, and as of right now, the French Quarter is closed, and news is coming, is sort of trickling out. So as soon as we get it, we'll pass it on to you. It is Sam and Greg on this first day of 2025. Thank you for letting us be a part of your mornings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.